From KRCB-FM, Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. President Donald Trump signed legislation earlier this week on experimental drugs that could make a similar policy in California easier to implement. But more access to these treatments could also mean more risks for patients, as Capital Public Radio's Sammy Cayola explains.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has long served as the gatekeeper between patients and medications. That could be changing under the federal Right to Try policy. It allows sick patients to request a drug directly from the manufacturer, instead of waiting for the drug to finish the clinical trial process or using the FDA's existing early access program. California started allowing this in 2017, but drug companies aren't releasing their products. Naomi Lopez-Bauman is director of healthcare policy for the Goldwater Institute, a free market group that lobbied for the California law. She says broader liability protections in the federal policy could help.
Those protections, I think, go a long way in making manufacturers more comfortable.
Supporters of the law say it helps patients who are running out of time zip past the FDA's red tape. But David Magnus, a bioethicist at Stanford, says that tape is there for the patient's own good.
And it gives them a process for doing that that's vetted, while also promoting what we really want as the top priority, which is to actually do the research to find drugs that are safe and effective to give to everybody.
Opponents worry that if the FDA isn't overseeing early access to drugs, they won't be able to track any negative side effects that Right to Try patients experience. The federal law also expands who's eligible to use Right to Try. California law states that a patient must have just a few months to live. Under the federal policy, anyone with a life-threatening condition can ask for the drugs. In Sacramento, I'm Sammy Cayola.
Find more on this story and others at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.